Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the biggest threat to our public health, our national security, our GDP, is that less than one in ten Americans, only 7% of us, are in good cardiometabolic health. Which means 93% of us are struggling health-wise. That's not cool. According to a new study, they found more than 9 in 10 American adults might want to skip the summertime barbecues and get on a diet. A new study has found that less than 7% of the nation's adult population have what health experts believe to be good cardiometabolic health. Researchers from Tufts University say this measure includes 5 key components of health: blood pressure, blood sugar, blood cholesterol, adiposity, which is either being overweight or obese, and the presence or absence of cardiovascular disease. Now, what they did is, according to studyfinds.org, they looked at 55,000 people over the age of 20, and the results showed that 6.8% of American adults have reached optimal levels of health in all 5 categories. Now, this was from a data set in 2018. Moreover, the study found American health has been in steep decline over the past 20 years. In 1999, 1 in 3 adults had healthy levels for being overweight, meaning they had a healthy weight, were not overweight or obese. That was just 1 in 3. By 2018, that number fell to 1 in 4. At the same time, 3 in 5 people were free of diabetes and prediabetes back in 1999. Now, 60% of adults have either diabetes or are pre-diabetic. This is horrible. According to Megan O'Hearn, a doctoral candidate at the Friedman School of Nutrition, she says these numbers are striking. It's deeply problematic that in the United States, one of the wealthiest nations in the world, fewer than 1 in 15 adults have optimal cardiometabolic health. We need a complete overhaul of our healthcare system, food system, built environment, because this is a crisis for everyone, not just one segment of the population. Instead of looking for signs of disease, the team focused their study on the signs of good, moderate, and poor cardiometabolic health. So researchers found large health gaps, of course, between U.S. adults in different genders, ages, ethnic backgrounds, educational levels. Specifically, the study found Americans with less education were half as likely to be in peak cardiometabolic health. While there was a slight increase in the number of non-Hispanic white Americans reaching good cardiometabolic health between 1999 and 2018, those numbers dropped off for Mexican Americans, other Hispanics, non-Hispanic blacks, and adults of other races. So it is problematic. They said social determinants of health such as food, nutrition, security, social and community context, economic stability, and structural racism put individuals on different education levels, races, and ethnicities at an increased risk of health issues. They say it's important to note that this study used data coming from a period before the COVID pandemic. And remember, with COVID, physical activity dropped because we weren't allowed in the gym, which was completely stupid. Previous studies have shown that sedentary lifestyles during the pandemic have contributed to further declines in health. So, all right, what's going on here? Well, I'll be honest with you. All right, there is an education aspect, because I will watch a commercial and I will see somebody eat a Whopper. And that Whopper, and I'm not a fan of Whoppers, but that Whopper will have beef, lettuce, cheese, tomato, bread. So you think you're getting all 4 food groups. Remember the 80s, they tried to say Big Mac was like all 4 food groups, trying to get all 4 food groups, right? So, for those of us that grew up like that, and we're younger, we look at that, we see it's on sale, and we're like, well, I'm getting my meat, I'm getting my cheese, I'm getting my dairy, I'm getting the vegetables, I'm getting the bread, I'm good. But then we don't realize that there's a bunch of preservatives in these fast food meals. And these fast food meals will mess with our metabolism. The other problem we have is the finances of fresh food. When I go to the store to buy some fish or to buy some beef or lean chicken, it's expensive. Every time I go to the store to buy groceries, I'm not leaving there without spending close to $100+. So when I tell my husband I'm cooking dinner, I'm running to the grocery store, what do you want for dinner tonight? I never get out of there under $100. Now, yes, I might pick up some cereal, I might pick up some milk, I might pick up some fruit for the week, but I you know, for the most part, it's the vegetables I get that night, it's the bread I get that night, the starch, it's the fish, it's the chicken, it's the beef. It's expensive. So when you have a family on a fixed income, and they could feed the family with the dollar menu or the $2.99 menu, they're going to do that. Food is too expensive. And food that's not good for you is cheaper. I mean, when you go to an AM/PM and you're hungry, you could get a candy bar for $1, $1.50. That's a lot cheaper than going to the store and I'm going to make myself a meal. So some of you are eating a candy bar as your meal, as your lunch, as your breakfast. That's why you're gaining weight. And then, of course, exercise. We're not hunting for our food. We're not working at a factory where we're walking around all day. We drive in a car, and then we sit down. Or we're at our house, and we're sitting down. Yeah, I noticed I gained weight when I closed my practice because I used to run from room to room to room to room. And now I'm sitting seeing patients. So we're sitting too much. We're watching Netflix. Our entertainment used to be, you know, chasing a gazelle or whatever we used to do. We're having less sex. Sex is great activity, but we're having less. So you need to eat less and move more. It's really that simple. And you need to eat right. Saying, well, I'm just going to have a candy bar because that's under 200 calories, or I'll have a can of Coca-Cola, because it's only 200 calories. Those calories do not equal a 200-calorie salad. The 200-calorie salad will help you lose weight, not the can of Coca-Cola. You got to exercise. You got to build your muscle because muscle burns weight. You got to get some vegetables in you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a patient in Connecticut who I think is getting the world's record for having the longest COVID illness. Not a world's record I would want for anybody. No, we don't have his name, but it is a Connecticut resident who has been infected with COVID-19 for over a year. 471 days to be exact. Scientists think that the virus mutated multiple times within them. Researchers at Yale University discovered the patient. They are in their 60s. And suffering from a type of lymphoma. They traced back cases of what's believed to be an extinct variant. And after further inspection, they found that the person had three different sublineages of the virus in their bloodstream, meaning they might have been a vector for mutation, where rather than them catching three different viruses, which is a possibility, they possibly had it mutate within them. This person is the longest COVID infection discovered by health experts. Adds to growing evidence that the virus mutates in immunocompromised individuals before continuing to spread to others. Now, the case is currently available on a preprint in MedRx IV and is going to get peer review before publishing. Surveillance of COVID variants in Connecticut, for which Yale is based, discovered that a B1.517 strain that had not been seen around the world for some time was circulating in the area. The infections were all traced back to one patient, according to Daily Mail, living in a part of the state that was not disclosed. Further inspection found that they were suffering from, quote, chronic COVID, and had been testing positive for the virus for at least 471 days. At time of publishing on Saturday, the patient was still testing positive for the virus. They also found that the virus was rapidly mutating within their body at a rate that is unusual for typical infection. They say it was mutating twice as fast, and three entirely separate distinct genotypes of the virus had formed as a result. This chronic infection, they say, resulted in accelerated SARS-CoV-2 evolution and divergence, a mechanism potentially contributing to the emergence of genetically diverse SARS-CoV-2 variants, including Omicron, Delta, and Alpha. They're not blaming it on him, but they're saying that they, you know, people have the potential to, sadly, allow viruses to grow in their body. This was one of the excuses public officials had for people to vaccinate, because they said, look, if you don't vaccinate, you're going to infect and kill others. Well, vaccinated individuals could still have the virus. I don't have that information on if this patient was vaccinated and boosted. That would be fascinating, but we don't have that. I'd like to know. Now, he was immunocompromised, but most immunocompromised individuals got the vaccine. They say long COVID. This case was one of the first and longest detected infections of chronic COVID. Long COVID is a phenomenon experts have known about. It's where you feel symptoms for over 2-3 weeks after COVID, although you could get a rebound. This guy's been dealing with it, or this person's been dealing with it for 471 days. Could be cough, fatigue, brain fog, muscle aches, a whole variety of things. Hair loss. Last year, doctors in the UK found that a man who was suffering from lymphoma had a virus rapidly mutate in his body. He later died. So this finding opened the theory that the virus was able to create escape mutations that allowed it to evade antibodies and remain in genetic code. In the time since, there has been scattered reports of people with a severe comorbidity, like cancer, experiencing rapid mutations of the virus, which makes you wonder if maybe the virus is infecting a cancer cell and using the cancer cell's mojo to replicate. They say it is impossible to find out how many people are carrying a rapidly mutating virus, and they say there's little that experts can do. Rapid mutation of the virus is obviously dangerous, and we have some very, very nasty strains. They say when the Delta variant, which formed in India, broke out across the world in spring and summer 2021, it caused one of the deadliest surges. By the end of last year, the Omicron variant came. That was December, January, and now we're dealing with the fifth variant of that in less than 6 months. Now, they say COVID-19 is still killing hundreds of Americans every day. Even though the virus is not as dangerous, people are still dying of COVID. So, many people have asked about Paxlovid. I told you that Paxlovid is a medication that seems to minimize hospitalization and death. I do think it works. Because I had some patients, I've had tons of patients that have been sick with COVID over the last few months. Those that have gotten Omicron said they felt better immediately. Whereas many people with COVID, God, it takes them a while to feel better. The only problem is we're seeing rebound COVID. Either that's just the nature of the beast or the Paxlovid isn't enough. And Paxlovid is the more common of the two medications that's out, molnupiravir, which is the Merck drug, not as ubiquitous in pharmacies as Paxlovid. Paxlovid is starting to be more available. But as I said, with Paxlovid, it's difficult to get because you can't just get it over the phone. You can't call the average telemedicine company and say, hi, we've never met, I want the medicine. And it's because the medication can't be given if you have renal disease, liver disease if you're on certain medications. So what has to happen is the doctor has to, one, know you, right, or run those tests. You can't give it to a pregnant person. So a lot of women who skip their period by taking continuous birth control, they got to go in and get a pregnancy test. So to get Paxlovid, there's some things that need to be done. Now, I get it. Some people are saying, oh, my doctor just gave it to me over the phone. Well, your doctor can take on that liability if, again, they did blood work, they have your chart. If they have proof that your kidneys are strong, your liver's fine, and you're not on any of the contraindicating medications, then they could go ahead and move forward. So there's a lot more flexibility with your in-person doctor. Now, vaccines. Many of you have been reaching out saying, I don't get it. I'm vaccinated, boosted. I got sick with COVID. Well, we talked about that. We talked about why. And I don't mind that these emails are very similar. And just email me and if I sound like a broken record. But the reason why vaccinated individuals are getting this Omicron variant, we think it's the BA4, BA5, or the BA2.121, which are subvariants of Omicron, is because your vaccine was made for the COVID-19 wild-type virus. It might not code for the spike proteins in all of these new variants. We know it doesn't. Now, you might have enough immunity to prevent being hospitalized and dying. But as Fox News is saying, we have had the average number of daily deaths from COVID has been 360. So we're still having people die each day. Last year, the number was 228 per day. So even though we're doing better than 2020, it's still a lot. And so for those people that have pre-existing conditions, for those people that don't have enough immunity, for those people where that virus can trigger that cytokine storm or a blood clot or a heart attack or myocarditis or whatever, you know, they could be in danger. So, you know, the next question is, do I get the booster? Should I get a second or third booster? If you feel like the reason why COVID is mild for you is because you're getting vaccinated, then all the power to you. If you don't feel like it's doing anything, talk to your doctor. I just cannot say that this variant that's going around is mild. You know, I mean, I've been vaccinated, but I haven't been boosted. And when I got COVID in January, it sucked. I mean, I was coughing for a month, month and a half. I still haven't gotten back to normal, I feel. Would the booster have helped me? Maybe. Maybe not. So I'm just as frustrated as you are that we're dealing with all these new variants. But the fact that a virus, somebody could test positive for 471 days, you know, should cause you to kind of think twice then and make sure you check yourself before you go out of the country. I think America started to ease up on the you needing to be COVID negative before you come back. But not all other countries are like that. And I'm still getting asked from people, well, write me a letter saying I could test positive for days. And a lot of times we can't do that on telemedicine because we can't necessarily say you're negative because we can't test you. So you could be positive because you're positive and you still have it. Is it because you have active virus or is it because you're just actively giving off the protein? Which is another thing. Is it active infection or not? With this particular person in Connecticut, they believe it is active infection. And not just the parts are circulating, which, by the way, if the parts are circulating after 471 days, then, to me, that means you must have active virus giving it off. So keep in mind, you can test positive for a while. Right? Keep in mind, there are medications you could take, and there are still vaccines and boosters if you want. Shouldn't be mandated. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding over 70 rounds were fired, and the rifle was purchased legally in Illinois. President Biden is paying tribute to four Army veterans of the Vietnam War, Biden awarding four medals of honor during a White House ceremony Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Groundbreaking photos are set to come from the Webb Telescope in 1 week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured.
Former NFL wide receiver Demaryius Thomas suffered from stage 2 CTE toward the end of his life. The former Denver Broncos star died last year after a seizure caused by complications from injuries he suffered following a 2019 car crash. Thomas's family told the New York Times he had suffered from memory loss, paranoia, and isolation, all of which are symptoms of CTE. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you with children that are in sports, and mine did, and I just love sports. My father played soccer. It's just, something that I think, all of us need to have incorporated in our lives. We do start to worry about, well, what about our head injuries? And how common is it? So when we hear that all-pro wide receiver Demaryius Thomas, many of us have watched with the Broncos and, gifted player, had died and had CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, because it was found post-mortem. We start to, wonder how common is this? Now, if you remember, Demaryius Thomas was found dead at his home in Roswell, Georgia, on December 9, 2021. He was only 33 years old. Now, his family believe he died because of seizures. He had a seizure disorder since he had a 2019 car crash. Boston University researchers still believe that he most likely died from a seizure. You wonder if the car crash was from a seizure. Did he have the seizure before the car crash, and that's why he got into the car crash? We don't know. But the coroner's office has not yet ruled on the cause of death. But incidentally, they found he had CTE. CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, isn't necessarily something that degenerates your brain where you just die from it. Most people die from something before that happens. And family members said that in addition to the seizures that began in 2020, according to SportsIllustrated.com, Thomas dealt with conditions commonly associated with stage 2 CTE. He had memory loss, he had paranoia, he had other erratic behavior, especially in the year leading up to his untimely death. According to Katina Stuckey-Smith, Thomas's mom, he said his mood would change. He would also isolate himself sometimes. He was like, "Mom, I don't know what's going on with my body. You know, I got to get myself together. I don't feel like myself anymore." He was born in Montrose, Georgia. He played for Georgia Tech. He played for the ACC program through his junior year, 46 receptions for 1,100 receiving yards, 8 receiving touchdowns that season. Then he went and was selected in the first round of the 2010 NFL draft, and he was taken at number 22 by the Broncos. He spent 8 seasons in Denver. He reached Pro Bowl after 3 consecutive campaigns from 2012 to 2014, and he won the Super Bowl alongside Peyton Manning in 2015. And arguably his most memorable moment came 3 seasons before when Thomas took a slant from Tim Tebow 80 yards to the house in overtime to beat the Steelers in the divisional round of the playoffs. So, I mean, gifted wide receiver, gifted player, and to see him have CTE, it just kind of reminds you that I think many do. So the stages of CTE, stage 1 is where you start to lose concentration, attention, dizziness, headaches. Stage 2, and again, it's chronic traumatic encephalopathy, meaning pathology that happens to the brain from chronic trauma. Stage 2, you'll have short-term memory loss, mood disorder, depression, and at times explosive outbursts. By stage 3 is when you get worsening loss of memory, judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, and even suicidality. By stage 4, you have amnesia, severe cognitive impairment, and evidence of depression or dementia, evidence of dementia. At that point, yes, I think it can be deadly, but most people will sadly die of something else before then. NFL player Philip Adams had unusually severe CTE. He was diagnosed in December 2021 upon biopsy. He was, Philip Adams was accused of shooting 6 people prior to killing himself on April 7th of 2021. Those who died was Dr. Leslie, his wife, his 2 grandchildren, and 2 HVAC workers at the home at the time. Adams' family asked Boston University to perform an autopsy, and they found severe CTE. Ex-Patriots tight end and convicted murderer Aaron Hernandez was found post-mortem to have severe CTE. He was only 27 years old at the time, but he had stage 3 to 4 CTE. Rare to have that severity at that age. So one thing that I have brought up that I think might help, especially football players, I mean, one is less head trauma, but 2 is to give them oxygen and a lot of it. And I do wonder if maybe after the trauma, if oxygen helps the brain heal and might minimize some of the traumatic encephalopathy. Oxygen or CPAP at night to those athletes at risk could also help. There was a case of a 2-year-old near-drowning victim demonstrated a reversal of her brain damage with hyperbaric oxygen. Oxygen at high concentrations have been found to help wounds heal. Hence, if a brain is vulnerable and fighting for oxygen, it may be worth researching early oxygen intervention. You also see a lot of depression, and I see these in hand-in-hand. Go hand in hand. So Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps, he admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago 2018 that he battled depression for years, also contemplated suicide. Other decorated athletes have suffered from depression. Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya. So post-athletic activity depression may also ensue. It could be because you have high levels of exercise, those aren't maintained. Maybe it's because your mind isn't prepared for losing or being surpassed by another athlete. Maybe it's because you think that you're going to be doing your sport forever and then you realize you can't. So there's a lot of things that could be going on. Michael Phelps admitted to going into depression after every Olympics. So remember, he was in the 2004, 2008, 2012, and 2016 Olympics. So you wonder if maybe, you know, maybe in addition to this, you also have the other sort of comorbidities. So athletes do not have an easy life. They don't. Multiple studies have proven that exercise wards off depression. So when you're exercising at your top shape, you got endorphins, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin. So then all of a sudden, when you start to cut back, you might be like, whew, I don't have to go to 5 a.m. practice. But then your moods change. You might get more fat. Your insulin levels might be off. So I think there's a lot of hormones, but especially the neurotransmitters. And then, of course, you have the idea of, well, winning. You know, winning is so euphoric. I wouldn't know because I don't win a lot. I get honorable mentions, maybe, at most. But I did. I think in a relay I won, and I was the anchor, so I was really, really happy with that one. But, you know, when you are, you know, when your physical identity is your sport and you're not in it, and I forget when Demaryius Thomas left the Broncos. Let me see if I can find out, and I apologize if I, okay, because I want to see a pattern here. Sorry. I have to type. I can't type and talk at the same time. So he was traded. So back in October 30th, 2018, the Broncos traded Thomas at a seventh-round pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. And then I don't know if he played after that. But that he did leave his sport. But once you do leave the sport, if that's most of your identity, it's really, you know, it's not like you can go and, you know, all right, well, now I'm going to go to law school, or now I'm going to, not a lot of times you decide to pick up and do something else. And so you do need that purpose when you wake up in the morning. You need that. You need to be goal-driven. You know, those who are psychologically mature and stable will find their win not their only identifying factor, and they'll understand that you win some, lose some. But for those who struggle for years to win, especially if the prize is like the Olympic medal or a conference championship, sometimes they might not deal with that lose some so easily. You know, Super Bowl rings. You know, when you own that Super Bowl ring, you know, how much higher can you go? Usually an athlete has two choices. You can maintain your top status or you don't. Well, if you're going to age and there's younger up-and-comers, you will start losing. And many athletes aren't prepared to lose. So, again, we still don't know exactly what happened to Demaryius Thomas, but we do see this a lot with athletes where they are just, you know, unprepared. And so I bring it up because I think chronic traumatic encephalopathy is related sometimes to post-athletic activity depression. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here we are after 4th of July. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I went and saw the fireworks. The fireworks were not as grand as they were last year. Last year they were amazing. Bunch of I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so a bunch of the hotels had them going off last year. This year, there was only one hotel. You could hardly see it from where I was. I was at the airport. I went to the parking garage, and it's a great view of the Strip. Just couldn't really see the fireworks on the Strip, which you normally can. Downtown was supposed to be a good show, and then, of course, you saw all the illegal fireworks. You know, every year, authorities say we're going to clamp down on illegal fireworks. They were all over the place. And I'm like, come on, people. We saw them coming from apartment buildings and people's backyards. And I don't know where they get them from. I mean, when I go to a store, I just see the little poppers. But sadly, a little boy died. We have a woman suffered a severe eye injury, according to New York ABC7. She was struck in the face by a firework in New Jersey Monday night. It happened at 9:30 p.m. at a home on Struvescent Road in Teaneck. Police said they received a 911 call of a 4-year-old woman who was hit in the eye by a firework and was bleeding. Officers found the victim, took her to Hackensack University Medical Hospital for treatment of eye injury. One of my family members' wives' nephews was, they were all doing fireworks outside in the neighborhood, and sadly, and they were legal fireworks, and sadly, one hit something, ricocheted back, and hit the kid in the eye, and the child went blind, lost his cornea, and has been going through a series of cornea transplants for years. So the investigation right now is ongoing to figure out what happened, you know, and see what happened with this woman's eyes. These accidents should not be happening. An Indiana boy, 11 years old, was killed in a quote-unquote freak firework accident. In a press release from Indiana State Police, emergency dispatchers in Posey County got a 911 call at about 9:40 p.m. Child was seriously injured. Officers responded to the home of 900 block North Canal Street in Mount Vernon. The boy was suffering from grave injuries, and the 11-year-old died in an ambulance en route. The mom, devastated, said it happened from fireworks. She goes, I held my son's broken skull and brain in my hands last night. She warned people, I'll never see my son again over a blinking, with the F word, firework. Don't ever think it can't happen to yours. She described the incident. She said he died being a boy playing with fireworks. There was there's a GoFundMe campaign. He was an all-around smart kid, and we don't know the details of it. They're investigating right now, but sadly, very sadly, killed. In California, Southern California, a man dies after being injured from an illegal firework. The incident came from Montebello. Again, no victims as to how, but they found him in his yard, unconscious and not breathing. And again, all of these seem to be, now, well, this one was 6:30 p.m., now, 6:30 p.m., it's still daylight. You know, when we were driving to get to fire, you know, to be able to watch the fireworks, it was, like, still light at about 8:30. And we're like, I don't see how they're going to, because they originally said we're going to do it at 8:30. Uh-uh. Didn't happen that way. So many of the accidents, and that's why first responders are already after 9 p.m., because they know that that's when people are going to be letting them off, when it's dark. On the scene, they found the man lying in the front yard, not breathing, unresponsive. And then later they found he was using illegal-grade fireworks. See, the other thing, too, about the illegal fireworks is it's not like they're up to any standard or code. So when you buy them off the cuff or in the deep or the dark web or wherever you guys are getting these black market fireworks, you don't know if some of them are made halfway, half-assed, just because they want to sell them and they threw them in cellophane to make it look real. You know, you also don't know, these are things that aren't overseen and aren't regulated. And, I mean, I don't know how much regulation regular fireworks are, but you know, when you get something, quote-unquote, illegal, oh, I got these guys, I got these over here, how do you know what they are? How do you know that they won't misfire? Let me see what else if I have here. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. There was a Fort Wayne man that was seriously injured, died. Then in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, there was another incident that happened 1:30 a.m. local time. An 18-year-old got major wounds to his face after fireworks exploded near his head. He was pronounced dead. So we knew that this would happen. We knew that people would lose fingers, lose limbs, lose their life. And it's the 4th of July, for crying out loud. I mean, I get you like fireworks, and I get they're exciting, but just watch the show. You know, if you could watch other fireworks, it's just not worth it. But sadly, I mean, look at what happened with the parade. You know, people went, you know, in Highland Park, Illinois, went to see the beautiful parade, kicked back, had lawn chairs. It was during the day, and then sadly, six were killed and 30-plus others wounded. They did catch the guy, Bobby Crimo III, calls himself a wake rapper. He dressed up as a girl as he escaped. This is the suspect. We're still trying to figure out what the motives are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. With everything going on, sadly, Russia's made some gains. Here's what we know what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that up to 16 million tons of grain could be stuck in Ukraine by the fall if the country continues to face blocked exports. NATO has formally begun the process of ratifying membership of Sweden's and Finland's accession to the alliance. Both countries ended their decades of neutrality when they applied to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So Turkey had originally said he wasn't going to let it happen, Turkey said we'll do it. Zelensky, however, predicts a bleak fall amid grain crisis. 60 million tons of grain could be stuck. He said, 22 million tons are blocked now. We also expect that 60 million tons in the fall. Then we will be in a really difficult, very difficult situation. The president also said he was working with the UN to try to open a safe corridor that would allow Ukraine to export grain from its black seaports. Again, this is the UN's job. This is why we're paying the UN. So UN needs to... this is their job. Fighting intensifies in the east. Pro-Russian defense forces, according to CNN, of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, said three people were killed, another 27 injured on Monday in a Ukrainian artillery attack. This is on a local runway. Ukrainian officials also reported Russian missile attacks on the east-central Dnipropetrovsk region on Tuesday. Ukrainian forces have repelled a Russian assault on the village of Bilokhorivka, one of the pockets inside the Luhansk region. But sadly, they have made movements. They say pro-Russian separatists say Ukraine shelled Donetsk. Ukrainian forces shelled the city of Donetsk in Donbass on Tuesday. And Russians might be, again, trying to use that as an excuse, going, you see, this is why we have to go, full force. Russian parliament has passed an initial vote on economic measures to support Russian military. Another one killed and seven injured as Russia pummels Slovensk, which is cities, according to the city military administration. There's also a child that was killed in the shelling on Tuesday, according to the Severodonetsk Donetsk People's Republic. And I believe a model that a model and a sniper who joined the Ukrainian forces has just been killed as well. We're being told that Russia is now throwing in all the reserves they now have at battles at the Luhansk region. These are heavy battles, and they don't seem to be letting up. We get pieces, and we get as much as we can. And, God bless, Zelensky for being able to, in the midst of all this, still give people updates. But if I can make any suggestion, the reason why the UN was built is so we didn't have any more atrocities and genocide, and to kind of help keep the peace. I hope they could do more. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.